Can I have my? Can I whip mine out?
Yeah, you can whip anything out.
I have to unravel it. Hang on.
As Keith David said in Requiem for a Dream, I didn't take it out for air.
Man, what a great... He gets one scene in that movie, and he's the scariest motherfucker in the world.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But he's such a great actor.
Yeah, Platoon, he is.
Why are we talking? Platoon? Why are we talking? Stop talking.
He's the villain in The Princess and the Frog, the Disney film.
Is he really?
A terrifying.
Well, he's got a great voice.
I met him at a friend's funeral. And
okay.
He's just, okay.
Yeah, anyway.
That movie only makes me think of Jennifer Connelly naked.
Oh. Yeah, ass to hello. Ass. Ass to ass.
Wait, is everyone's microphone on?
Yes.
Okay.
Is mine on? Hello, hello. Oh,
yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, Jim is just way one, off. One, one, one.
Oh, there
is.
We go.
All right.
Okay. I have volume now.
Okay.
All right.
Are
Let's
we ready?
Let's do this shizzle.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes. Here we go.
Yes.
In 3, 2, 1.
Oh, happy fucking Fuglesangian happy hour fucking podcast. Look at this. It's like a Catholic chalice, isn't it?
I was going to say, that's the one Indiana Jones found in the end of Last Crusade. You have chosen wisely.
Oh my God, it just screams altar boy fucking, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does.
Chalice in the palace has the brew that is true.
And you, people can't tell how fast you're drinking your champagne
it's
in
actually
that.
True.
It's camouflage.
I slipped into my foreplay cassock.
The incredibly huge dick. His dick is as huge as his talent. John Fuglesang is with us out here in L.A., and so we snagged it. We don't even know when this is going to air, so we're doing evergreen topics, as the kids say.
That's right. I think we're doing
because
this
because we were just you were in L.A. and we were like, "Fuck, grab him!"
Yeah,
it was shoot kind him of with a tranquilizer dart.
Thing. Yeah, it was the last minute
measure
thing.
His penis. Couldn't get him in the net.
It's wow. Evil. The happy hour
it's
is
the
evil.
Evil she
just,
podcast.
You just shut me down. You just know how to. You are the one woman that renders me speechless. wow.
You know, I was thinking of you because of oral arguments at the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't
for gay marriage. What? Well, because you know the bombshell that John dropped last time is his wife is bisexual,
right?
Now his whole cunnilingus superset at Sexy Liberal makes sense. No wonder he's so fucking good at that. He has to be.
Right. He's got a lot of competition.
Like he's fucking like Beethoven with that shit.
He's got to lick the competition.
Right. Oh, look at you.
We meet danger and lick it.
Oh, look at the homo making a joke.
I know.
Did you know that Chris once said something about the hole in the clit? Jim and I are like, what the fuck?
What? No, what? There isn't.
Oh, my God.
Chris, what did you say about that? Those things?
I don't
There's not
remember.
A hole in the clit. Oh,
I
There's a hole in the bucket, dear Liza, dear Liza. But there ain't no hole in your
I
clit.
Haven't seen one since 1990.
Okay, but there weren't holes then either. John, so now you
Unless
say
Unless they were doing piercings
you
down there. Which,
eat pussy like a... Is it a meth-crazed weasel? I forget.
No, that's actually not what I say. It's a very feminist routine.
And, it is. And it when, is about and, how more men should eat at the Y. I bet you Jim Ward does.
And when you come to see the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Comedy Tour, in all future dates in perpetuity, you may actually get to hear that bit.
Yes.
That's how I shut her up. You know,
I noticed.
I bring it from filth to commerce, and suddenly... You ever notice how the snappy dialogue dries up once a girl starts soiling her union suit?
it dries up like Stephanie's vag.
There's nothing... I beg your pardon. There's nothing subtle about my whoring.
What?
What is that? What the fuck? Jack Palance just fell out of my cooch.
He was doing one-arm push-ups. In
But so, no, you give a... because it is a...
Jack Palance.
You should have seen the look that Jim Ward got when I said Jim eats at the Y. Because he's a giver. And I'm just saying, you do a tutorial. Because remember, Kinison used to say lick the alphabet. But yours is even more sort of, right?
Oh, well, I say lick the alphabet in Arabic. I mean, the
right,
letters
right,
are much
which
more
is better.
Elegant.
Cyrillic.
Well, no, my whole point is that, you know, that's there's a certain thing where... sometimes in a relationship, a guy in the beginning stages is like Brando in a donut shop with that. He's just going down like the Hindenburg 5 nights a week. And then sometimes you notice in some relationships, after time goes by, when it comes time to go from romance and the goo goo gaga of early sexual splendor, to real intimacy, the deeper kind of intimacy, mm-hmm. then men get scared, and then right. some men back off from doing that particular thing. Right. So I just engage in, I call it anti-slut shaming, because that's where men should be sluts. So I am shaming them for not doing their duty.
Come to think of it, so, the Arabic alphabet has got a lot of swirly things in it.
Right, so I think you're right. Right. Yeah. What is now, let's discuss.
What?
It is not, you don't go, la-la-la-la. That's not. Correct. You don't make it.
As Tom Brokaw says, it's called yo-yo hiding.
Licking the alphabet.
I have had
that's
to watch Brian Williams' daughter's analinga scene several times to.
I'm sure fully. You did.
Wow, that was.
You didn't even know that was called tossing salad.
I did not until you told me.
Yeah.
I didn't know what bukkake was till last week. I do not get out of my house.
Bob Seska. Introduce the term bukkake to Stephanie's vocabulary.
Most people don't leave their house to learn those terms, Stephanie. They learn them sitting at their desk in front of their laptop.
At least she didn't learn it from experience.
I know. At least, yeah. You don't need to do the field research there. You know, we then, don't need data collection on that one.
She read a book.
About it. Oh, and then you had to show me the gummy bears in a bukkake circle on the internet. Yes. Why are people fucking freaks on the internet?
And the gummy bear in the middle had milk on him.
Jesus, her. People, you're disgusting.
What?
John, let's talk about your oral sex technique. So what?
I'm not going to talk about
that. What? Why not?
I will,
do teasing, right?
Licking the alphabet just seems to me like eating Braille. It doesn't really make any sense. in fact, bad lovers probably do that so much that women can just feel the alphabet being licked on them. So I think that's a pretty good sign that you're with the wrong guy, ladies.
Yeah, I think so.
How do you do an umlaut?
Indeed.
How do you, Jim?
You missed the point.
You know me, Chris. I like emoticons because, you know, I'm obsessed with emoticons.
I know.
Yeah.
I've lost the will to emoticon.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's the one with the little heart, the heart eyes. Okay. Anyway, what?
How about that? Just give us an insight into...
Blah, blah. No, I'm just kidding. I don't do that.
How about that Bill Cosby, huh? You know, Bill Cosby is so against using profanity and working blue that even when he's roasting in hell, he won't curse. Yeah. Even when he's being burned alive in hell for his sins, he won't curse.
My fucking balls are on fire, but I'm not going to say that because that would be dirty. Pull up your pants.
I think it's kind of, it's so amazing. Like 30.
By the way, it's up to the cast of Ben-Hur.
Yeah, at the time of this casting,
that have now accused
the chorus of Aida has come out, and yeah, it's there are more people have come out accusing Bill Cosby of abuse than were cast members on True Blood. This
yes.
is true.
Yes.
And it's right. like True Blood because there's like a new character every week that we're, you know, and, but it's still the same story every season. And it's amazing. I mean, you know, it's one of those areas where you really have to separate the man from the artist because he's the best stand-up I ever saw. Mm. I know lots of people he's been really nice to. He's been really good to a lot of
people. Bill Cosby himself is one of the best stand-up movies ever.
Tom Smothers came on my show, but we did this thing in LA with Lewis Black. And he told this horrible story of Cosby sucker punching about the Playboy Mansion. I mean, like years ago.
Oh, well, you don't get in between Bill Cosby and pussy. What the fuck? Like, what kind of moron?
I think the only hope for Bill Cosby's career is if all the women he had non-rapey, consensual relations with, adultery, can come forward and say, no, when I had my adulterous relationship with him, he didn't drug me. And that'll show his character.
I was conscious.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, that is wow.
Yeah,
I was just a slut.
You know, wow,
so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which,
I mean, Camille Cosby has become the Carmelo Soprano of comedy wise at this point.
Yeah.
By the way, did you see that Pat Robertson gave the homo gays? Well, not the homo gays, but a one off.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, he recently, what? Yes, because marriage equality at Supreme Court, and he said a woman wrote in and said my husband had drunken gay homo sex with another guy from the church. Should I forgive him? One time.
One time.
Right.
One time that she found out about this.
It probably won't go into the lake of fire, but a second time, you're pushing it.
Yeah, he did. He said if you're a habitual drunk or homo, that's different, but it's like, oh, you know, one time. Because he's probably just clumsy. You probably, you know how it is. You get drunk and you fall and your dick ends up in another guy's mouth.
I find the people who say that...
Marcus Bachmann all the time.
It just, it's clumsy. It was just a mistake, is what he said.
I find the people who say that being gay is a choice have probably spent a lot of their time resisting being gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's that guy, that legislator in North Dakota. I sent you that story.
Right.
He was outed on Grindr.
Oh, yes. Yes, he's the anti-gay legislator. Right. He was sent photos to another guy in Grindr.
And, you know, we
probably just to go, I don't look gay, right? Because that's fucking gross. How does my dick look? Does my dick look fat in this picture?
Does this dick look gay to you?
Does my dick does not look gay, right? Can you? Do you have to suck it to find out? Because if you could suck my dick.
I could tell by how you parted your hair.
Well, you're only gay if you bottom. You know that.
Pat Roberts, I was surprised. He really gave like a one-off. He was like, it's all
right.
Do you have it? Yeah, here it is.
I'm generally against outing of people, but if you're a legislator who's actively been homophobic, then I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the
Pat Roberts on 700 Club.
Yeah. Okay. This first one is from Carolyn, mm-hmm. who says, my husband and I are Christians and have been together for 11 years. Recently, I found out he cheated on me with a male Christian friend in our church.
Oh,
he says
Christian.
It was a mistake that had just happened while they were drunk, and he wants me to forgive him. I don't know if I can. What should I do?
You've been married for 11 years. Mm-hmm. This guy got drunk.
But with a male friend from church, that's kind of strange.
That's kind of strange.
That's weird.
He didn't know what he's dealing with. She says, should I forgive? Of course you should. If he were this way all the time, if he's a habitual drunk, if he's a habitual homosexual, is he a habitual philanderer?
Yeah, you should stone him.
Habitual homosexual.
By all means, take a hike.
But has it become a habit,
one
Chris?
One time, 11 years.
I'm totes habitual.
You're so habitual.
I'm totes habitual.
Well, it's great when the right stupid Christian finds the right stupid Christian leader. Right. That's all I can say about that.
It's beautiful.
You know.
That was like some fucked up Christian mingle. Well, you know, I don't know. Sometimes you trip and your dick. What happened to me once? What did I say? Can we cut that out?
It's so funny hearing Pat Robertson saying it's okay to have done something gay.
Right.
Can you have your
I guess that's movement drunk? In the right direction.
Well, look, this month, what happened earlier this month? Donald Trump called Obama our great African-American president. I'm like, African-American? You're acknowledging he was born here, Donald Trump? That's what progress looks like in 2015.
Yeah, you know, baby steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say.
I'll take it.
I'm just so over the homophobia, man. I've been doing a lot of these TV shows and stuff, and I was on one with you, and they all want to talk about
you
the religious freedom laws.
You popped up in my
laws.
Box, and I was so surprised.
Who hasn't? These religious freedom laws. Jimmy Hoffa, that's where you've been. like the religious freedom laws, what really gets me down about our media is that none of the media ever call these people to task and say, demonstrate how refusing to serve a gay customer has anything to do with your religion. I don't know why the media is not getting on their case. Well, I do know why, because the media is terrified of being called liberal.
Exactly.
And that's why they don't do their jobs, and that's why comedians have to do the media's jobs, and that's why when a comedian leaves his show and gets replaced by another comedian, they invite a comedian on to talk about, will this other comedian be able to do our jobs for us? And this is why it's so hard to take so much of our news seriously. But these religious freedom law, I read that damn Bible. Jesus never said thou shalt not serve a couple who asked for a slow gin fizz and a sea breeze. You know, I mean, Jesus wasn't a homophobe, and there's nothing in the whole Bible that prohibits you. If someone asks you for your cloak, you've got to give it to them. If someone asks you to walk a mile for them, you got to walk two. The Bible commands you to serve people you don't like.
It is nobody's going. I'm not going to serve someone's been divorced. I'm not going to serve, you know.
Oh, when they denied
interracial couple, lots of shit.
How about when they denied John Kerry the Eucharist because he had supported abortion rights, but they never deny it because you support the death penalty. And being against the death penalty is something Jesus actually was. He never mentioned abortion. Mm-hmm. And the Bible's not exactly an anti-abortion book if you really want to know the truth about it. But Jesus was stone cold against the death penalty, but you never hear of one of these guys declining to give someone the host because they support capital punishment.
He was the victim of the death penalty.
I was just going to say, Jim, that's what I'm told.
And on the day he was a victim. And on the day he was executed by the state, Jesus never once played victim, something his fan clubs can't lay claim to. And I'm tired of it. It's like, this isn't Christian. Christian, and if you are a Christian, it's not your job to judge gay people. It's your job to love gay people.
Yeah.
But this is why the media sucks, and I have to get all my news from a drunken strumpet like Stephanie Miller at six o'clock in the morning.
And that's why you had to join the media by getting your own show on SiriusXM.
Oh, I'm like, I don't really know if I'm in the media. I guess I am, technically.
You are?
Yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah, you are.
Close enough.
You got a three-hour microphone every day.
But I'm in the media like Vanilla Ice is a rapper. You know what I mean? Like, I guess...
You are.
Trust me. I'm in my basement talking to myself. Like, I don't even know if you're cardboard cutouts at this point. I'm a fucking mess. No, you know, I was just thinking, though, you're right. Like, Jesus, that's why he was Jesus, way better than the rest of us. Seriously? Could you have said that? I'm a victim of the death penalty, torture, all that shit. Forgive them, Lord. They know that what they do. I'd be like, I will cunt punch you into the middle. That's what I would have been saying on the cross. They would never have made a religion me because I will cunt punch you, motherfuckers. You know what? You pencil dick fuckwads. That's what I've been saying.
I'm sure that
my
was
dying
probably,
words. I would have been.
I'm
like,
sure that was through his head.
Much of Jesus' interior monologue.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know what the Aramaic is for that thing you just said. But.
When I ascend, I'm going to piss on your head.
I'm going to fucking rip your head off and piss down your throat.
But it's just
you
like
cocksucking,
you know,
motherfuckers.
At the end of the day, it's just not your faith.
Right.
It's your taste.
Yep.
And gay people mixing their hoo-has together is not to your taste. And guess what? You get to live in a country where you're allowed to say, ooh, I don't like that. You're allowed to. You're not allowed to claim that God is obliging you to say ooh.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's ooh in Aramaic?
What is it? Did Jesus
Bobby
ever say
Jindal.
Ew?
Now we got to take Bobby. Now we have to watch Bobby Jindal running around with a bucket trying to hustle homophobes in Louisiana out of their nickels. My God,
that's
he's become David Duke.
That's his whole thing. It's gay bashing now.
Mm-hmm. That's all he's
really?
Got.
Yeah, and I mean, New Orleans is a pretty gay heavy city.
Indeed. Oh, just wait until the boycotts happen. Just wait until New Orleans tries to pass this law.
Oh, sure.
It's why I keep saying capitalism is the unsung hero in LGBT rights. You know, it's like once they realized that gay people were an emerging market, you began seeing the IKEA commercial with the two men shopping. Mm-hmm. You can't go to a Pride parade now without seeing a Budweiser float all over the place.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, don't you hate that when people don't do the right shit because it's the right thing to do because of money? Yeah. Like, whether it's Indiana,
if it takes money,
these two gay guys
then
that
fine.
Had the two gay guys that had the like reception, the Republican gay guys for Ted Cruz, and then they're like, oh my God, we are so fuck me with a what? He's gay. He's a homophobe.
But that's the magic
use
of capitalism.
The Google.
That's the magic of capitalism.
And now, of course, all their boycotts against their Fire Island place.
And best of all, now that we know that Ted Cruz is a complete hypocrite and only pretends to be a homophobe because he thinks his base is bigoted, I have no doubt the media will call him out on it every time he talks about defending marriage.
As Tina Dupuy says, the right is impervious to hypocrisy.
Yeah.
They are. Mm-hmm. It's okay if you're a Republican.
Exactly.
And you know
they
what?
Can be forgiven.
And that's why the media hasn't done their job. The media is not reminding us. I mean, our national epidemic is not Ebola. It's amnesia. And it should be. I mean, for Jeb Bush to come out and say that I don't want to talk about my brother's foreign policy because we're going in new directions. Jeb Bush is hiring a whole different set of his dad's friends than his brother did. He's going to be his own war criminal. And you don't hear the media talking about this, which is why it's so important that artists tell the truth. Who's the only person King Lear trusts by the end of the play? The fool. It's only the fool's not bullshitting him. And that's why people turn to you, Miss Miller.
Right.
That's why they used to turn to Colbert and Jon Stewart when they cared about us. That's why they used to turn to Bill Maher.
I want to take a second to say.
And one of King Lear's daughters was named Reagan.
Yeah.
And she got it. She got what was coming to her. She got it bad. Reagan and Goneril.
Here, this is why.
A little penicillin that goes away.
This is why they need to change the Oxford Dictionary. I don't know if you guys know this. This was from Jezebel. The new dictionary words from the new Oxford Dictionary.
Yep. Oh, I've heard they added a muffin top, but they promised to lose it by summer.
Cunted, cunting, cunty, and cuntish.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
really?
Yes.
Yeah, are added to the Oxford English Dictionary. Wow.
So that means you can say those in broadcast media now?
Yes.
I can't wait to try. Tonight's topic, Dinesh D'Souza, you don't say.
Really? He seems so cunty.
You know, that word, a man would create the ugliest word for the most beautiful thing God gave us.
It just means...
I'm the Contessa. I don't care.
She is. She's been called that.
Would you say I was more cunting, cunty, or cuntish on the Sexy Liberal Tour? Because that was cranky.
I
the cuneiform.
There's a lot of C words.
The cuneiform alphabet is the cuntiest alphabet ever.
Don't you think? I'm
so trapped in my 20th century hang up with that word. I can only like it if British guys say it. Kunt.
Kunt.
Or if Scottish guys say, Kint, you feckin' Kint. Then feckin' Kint is the name of my band. That's the. Ah, you feckin' Kint.
That makes it sound adorable.
For the feck's sake, you feckin' Kint. See, I could take that. It's like a cute little vulgar David Mamet leprechaun.
Exactly.
But, you know, the. What you're saying, that's just, I can't.
Always after me.
I can't
change
that word.
I saved, now that we're on that, I saved this for Jim. Where's my Irish music? Colin Farrell.
Hey, you feckin' kid.
Pardon me? Colin Farrell, well-known, you know, male.
Irish.
Male,
dude,
yes. Yeah, male ho. Says he has not dated in 4 years. Right? He's not looking for love. He's focusing all his attention on raising kids, whatever. He said, I've not dated for 4 years.
Oh, James.
And he was a pussy hound of epic proportions, wasn't he?
I
think I broke it.
Saying he hasn't dated.
I broke my dick.
Saying he hasn't dated in 4 years doesn't mean he's changed any of those habits.
Yeah. True. I mean, you don't have to date to fuck.
He just hasn't gone out with someone a second time in 4
right.
years.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but John, you can.
Sounds awful.
Can't you?
I'm not true fucking. I'm not true fucking. But. I'm through dating, but.
Well,
not
he looks so good in the promos for True Detective.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Yes. Wait, but didn't you just confirm that procreating ruins everything? Didn't
you
just say that?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I did.
What's it like to make a baby, John?
The entire experience of raising a child and growing with a child and seeing a child learn to walk and speak and understand the whole thing peaks at conception, and then it's a steady downhill.
That's what I thought. That's why the rest of us haven't done it.
Well, that's the thing about it is that, you know, you hear this battered wife syndrome. The babies will abuse you, and they will kick you and bite you and manipulate you emotionally, and they will slap you. And you keep thinking, my love can change him.
Because
babies are Chris Brown and we're Rihanna.
I was going to say, in a totally unrelated story, Chris Brown and Rihanna are back together.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And we are Rihanna, and I can change him. You don't know that baby like I do.
Right.
So you enter into this compact, but God makes them really cute so we don't eat them. That's the one little nature's failsafe there. Yeah. And
If I was on a nature box, I'd eat that fucker.
I didn't want to have a kid. I thought, you know, having a kid is. But then I realized, wait, this could be the ideal way to be the first people able to board the plane, and that made sense. So
okay,
when you think about it,
when you have something in it for you,
exactly.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
So it seemed like a good idea. He was born on Mitt Romney's birthday, which is auspicious. Same day as Ron Jeremy. They all serve.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That big giant penis and Ron Jeremy and.
And Utah is the porn capital of the world in terms of consumption.
Indeed it is.
Right.
And how, that's what she said. And then we didn't care if it was a boy or a girl. We just wanted it to be gay. That was the one rule. And I'm trying to raise him
How's
to be gay.
How's that going?
Well, Chris has been giving me his T-shirts when he's done with them, and they actually fit quite well. Chris wears an XXX small. Yeah. So I'm raising him. You know, what can I say? I'm teaching him to make his first words, bitch, please. We're working on that.
Right.
Has he said, what a fabulous window treatment? Yet?
I've done half these jokes on your show already.
Daddy, why is there no uplighting?
it's lovely. It's time consuming, and it's work. And doing it in New York City in the past 2 winters we've had is a special kind of stupid. Let me tell you, I grew up in
New York.
Is it
like the movies? What's it like when you put them to bed? Because I'd be drunk. So I'd be like, is anyone? This thing one time, my stories, right, they would ramble like they normally do.
Sure.
They would just be like, they'd be like, oh, mommy, go to bed. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's a lot like that. I'm like, wait, I'm not supposed to shake the baby?
Oh, no.
No, it's
so many things to remember. I thought it was like a martini.
Yeah.
No, bedtime, I put him to bed every night. I usually get him up and put him down every night. And I love that. That's very nice. Yes.
That is precious.
Well,
if he wakes up in the middle of the night, who does that?
Generally, me. I'm good with that.
Okay.
I'm good with people one on one. It's groups where I get freaked out, where
down,
I become surly and belligerent. So I'm okay with infants. We're on the same emotional level.
Do you talk to him? How do you talk? Because I don't. I have
do
no
I talk?
Knowledge.
Are you one of the parents that
how big it is?
Issues baby talk. and just talks to them like an adult.
Why can't you be normal? Why can't you be normal? Why can't you be like the other kids in your playgroup? Why are you so? Why can't you talk in paragraphs yet? Why don't you ask questions? Why can't you use prepositions? Who can't use prepositions yet? You can't. You can't. Why did mommy smoke weed when she was pregnant with you? Why did you think that would help the nausea? Did you know she would help the nausea? Did she? So that's how it is.
Wow, some issues come up. Wow, okay.
No, I love it. I love it. I'm just bored of politics. I'm just looking for a new shtick.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, it's amazing. It's everything wonderful and everything horrible that you hear is true. And so you kind of make a choice that you want to change everything in your life. And
because he's a Disneyland homo and
totally.
Right?
I have an annual pass.
And you were like, I go all the time. Because we asked, did you bring the giant baby?
Yeah, I brought him out to LA.
To go
for
to
a
Disneyland
week.
Or whatever.
But no, I mean, bringing a baby to Disneyland? What?
I was brought as a baby to Disneyland.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, we brought my brother when he was like five, but I was older. I mean, it's fun, but I just as soon bring him to the petting zoo. We left just as much fun and remember none of it.
It's a lot cheaper, too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you want to get the photos, it's great. And if you want to go to Disneyland and you can enjoy it with a baby, then go right ahead, but bring lots of Xanax, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to chase a child around and pay $9 for a Coke, then have a good time.
Yeah.
But I got the pass to all the zoos in New York.
Have a Coke, a Coke and not a Bill Cosby smile, a different kind of smile.
But no, I reached a point where everyone in my life started dying. And in like an 18-month span, my dad died. And my best friend had an overdose and died. And my wife's grandmother died. My aunt who helped raise me died. Both my cats died, all within 18 months.
Wow.
And
wow.
Right around the time the Sexy Liberal Tour started. And it was like, I just felt
And
called.
You're like, great, now I got to fucking work with Stephanie Miller. Jesus Christ.
And then my soul died.
Yeah, part of you died.
Then my soul died. Then I prayed for death for myself.
My soul died a little
bit
every night.
But I didn't die. And so instead I decided, it just kind of felt like I never wanted a kid, and then I felt like I was called to have a kid. I just felt like it was a calling. And so, and then I did the math, and I realized he was conceived on the first Father's Day after my son died. So I'll use that to convince myself there's some emotional significance when I'm punching the wall in frustration.
Right, exactly.
I thought you said, and then I did the meth.
I did the meth? Oh, the math! The math!
Math.
Not the math!
I did the math and
put the pill in the person.
I've done lots of meth with you. You know I can't count.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
That's true.
And trying to do the myth.
Jim Ward, did you ever want to have an Emmy Award winning voice baby deity? No?
Not really.
Yeah, I didn't either.
We're all like, not really.
I think we're too selfish.
We are. We're all too self-involved. What do you think about me being self-involved?
You know, I have cats. That they take up
a lot of time. Yeah, I have two cats. And that's enough responsibility for
me. Remember the day he didn't show up for a couple of days because his outdoor cat is missing? I'm like, isn't that the fucking point of outdoor cats? Like, they're not, they don't live fucking there. Just saying.
Yeah.
He's,
And then when we had a great, like, a couple happy hour after parties, I'm like, Jim's an outdoor cat. Janice doesn't do a bed check every night.
Bill Maher has a great bit on that. Bill Maher has a whole bit on how, you know, they say that married men live longer. He says, you know who else lives longer? Indoor cats.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Yes. Who've been castrated.
How is Tommy doing?
He's fine.
Tommy the outdoor cat.
See? Oh.
Can you hear him?
We have. Tommy, can you hear me?
By the way, John Fick was saying, I know that you have, it's hard to pick a time you were most disappointed with me. However,
that time that I didn't get the kidney you promised would probably be up in the top five.
Right, yeah.
And then there was the time
I didn't wake up in a fucking bathtub full of ice.
I know, the time I had
I fucking stabbed that motherfucker that was trying to.
There was
this is for John Fugel's thing, isn't it? You can't have my.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my point.
No, many times you've just. I mean, the whole co-signing the loan thing—that was pretty bad.
I understand.
Yeah,
that's all right. You know, it's been
the bone marrow. You know, that whole time that you promised you'd get pierced.
Let's not even bring up Philadelphia Sexy Liberal. Let's just not. Okay, but let's.
Oh, the fire alarm.
Planned Parenthood fire alarm.
That's right.
All right, but let's talk about what was I saying?
I thought that was the Penn State fire alarm.
No, it was at the Philadelphia Sexy Liberal.
Penn State upset at us too, and they threatened to boycott.
No, we didn't.
No,
there.
we
only had one Pennsylvania
date. Benefiting Planned Parenthood for the Philadelphia Sexy Liberal, and someone pulled the fire
minutes
alarm
before
10 minutes before the show. We had
the whole audience was seated.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Yeah, I have photos of all the fire engines outside. It was crazy.
Wow. Awesome.
It was the one time we tried having a band open for us too.
Oh, jeez. Whatever. Anyway, I don't remember what my point was. about you being disappointed with me. Who can remember? Now it's such a potpourri. Why did I bring that up? Now I don't remember. Now you've derailed the train.
Oh, sorry. Well, I was disappointed with you and... Okay.
All right.
I forget what it was going to be about.
Oh, I know, because you're a well-known musicologist, last person to have interviewed.
Oh,
George Addison.
Yeah. So, okay. It's not like I don't get invited to shit. But then I fall asleep. So I got invited to Stephen Stills, big Let Up the Blues autism benefit he does every year at the Pantages. He was getting together with Neil Young. Mm-hmm. They did. I went to the VIP, you know, like reception, got to hang out, and then apparently he sang "Rockin' in the Free World" with Neil Young. But I was already asleep. I didn't even make the beginning of it because it started at 7:30.
Were you home asleep?
I was home asleep.
Oh, well, wow.
Yeah, I didn't even make the beginning of the show because. 30. Jack Black hosted it. It was a big thing. Brad Pitt was sitting two seats from Robin Trish, my friends. Yeah.
Sounds like the best show you ever missed because you blew it off. Yeah.
Yeah. Trish is like, oh my God, rocking in the free world. I was like, oh, shut up. Oh, wow. It was 11:30.
See, that's the nice thing about the podcast, that the audience gets to learn about Stephanie's exciting personal life.
Yeah.
You're living in L.A. What it's like for her here. It's it's really cool.
Yeah. Entertainment capital of the world.
Yeah, but all the great shows, all the great shows she leaves early.
Right.
Different things I miss and fall asleep.
God, you would have left Our American Cousin with Lincoln sitting in the first act. You would have missed the whole assassination. You like the next and the
like,
next
what
day.
Happened? Anyway, what happened?
Oh, hello, Mr. Booth.
The most
I enjoy
famous
your work.
Actor in D.C. just killed the president last night. You know, by the next night, Stephanie would be saying that she was there the whole time.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
She would have left in the first act.
I saw that.
She would have taken the program,
the playbill.
Staying up this late, I need that like a hole in the head. All right. Rat. Anyway, okay. I thought this was a woman from
Florida.
Just because
you don't say.
Yes, this is why.
Well, speaking of meth, what?
I'm not arguing the case at the Supreme Court because this would be me. I would not argue if I was this close to being chosen to argue marriage equality at the Supreme Court. Missed it by this much, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Missed it by that much.
It's between you and Ted Olson, right?
Yeah.
And the chimp threw a dart and it hit his headshot.
Yeah. Florida woman tells judge, "Fuck this court and everything it stands for," and it just gets better from here.
I love.
Mistake!
I love this story.
A self-described Floridian-American sovereign citizen submitted a 9-page profanity-laced tirade against a judge who dismissed a lawsuit she filed on behalf of her husband's son. Tama Jada Clark alleges her civil rights were violated when she was arrested nearly 5 years ago in an armed plot to break her baby's father out of prison. This is so Raising Arizona at the same time.
Wow.
I'm just going to get the fucking Huggies. She, the title of her filing was "Fuck This Court and Everything It Stands For." Then she wrote, "Look here, old man."
To the judge.
Right.
Okay.
"When I told you I am justice, I meant it. It took me about 1 month to study the history of the world and to learn the history and the inner workings of American jurisprudence. Literally. I was born to do this here. Don't you know that your FBI and CIA have been trying to recruit me since grade school? LOL." She put an LOL.
LOL? In a legal brief?
Oh, it's awesome.
It's brilliant.
Legal out loud.
"But there are unscrupulous losers like you, so it won't be happening. I am well aware that the court has not spoken to me because it cannot defeat my legal argument, so it runs and cowers like a panic-stricken hoe that has stolen money from her backhanding pimp."
Just why is Fox hiring Jeanine Pirro when she's out
right.
"Just for the record, you are a hoe. This court is a hoe. And I will backhand you both should you continue to waste my time." The police arrested her after a suspicious vehicle stop turned up an AK-47, a 45 caliber pistol, which she admits were cocked and fully loaded.
Oh.
Along with wilderness survival supplies. Okay. She recorded
gators?
Phone calls from her son's father, who had been sentenced to 30 years in prison, revealed the jailbreak plot. She concludes
Let's
her
hear it for the white race people.
Right.
Wake up, white people. She concludes her filing by pointing out to the judge that he is old and presumably near death, which she says is good because he's a treacherous, lying, spineless, bastard son of a bitch who deserved to spend her eternity
How
in hell.
How can you be a bastard and a son of a bitch?
She Easily. Concludes
the bitch
with...
bitch wasn't married.
Yeah.
"I couldn't give two fucks about what you..."
Is this Tara Reid?
"About you or what you have to say." She concludes... "Fuck you, old man. You're a joke. Your court's a joke. You take it up the ass and you suck nuts. LOL."
LOL. She concludes with LOL. That's kind of
Someone
awesome.
Called Fantastic. Tara Reid, America's prettiest bad actress.
Wow.
That's a great story. She'll enjoy telling that in the yard.
Yeah.
So then I said, "Fuck you, old man. You suck nuts." That's what I said. How'd that go? Well, I'm here.
Well, she'll enjoy telling that to crazy eyes.
And they say there aren't heroes anymore. It's just anti-intellectualism is back, man. It's like fascism 101.
Yeah.
It's like Khmer Rouge light, you know?
Yeah. It's a badge of honor to be pink. Ignorant like that.
Yeah, it's Khmer Rosé.
You know, Pol Pot and Ho Chi Minh both share my birthday.
Really?
And Pete Townsend.
Ho Chi Minh died. Ho Chi Minh died the day I was born.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there you go.
You just totally missed my who joke. It got buried in an avalanche.
Oh, no. I'm trying to contribute.
Like on Mount Everest. Who?
Don't talk over Stephanie's who jokes. Don't talk over.
What? Who? Okay. All right. John.
I work at Pol Pottery Barn.
Oh, how dare you. Go outside and turn around three times.
Hi. Welcome to Pol Pottery Barn.
Would you like to be executed?
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to make a return? No, I think I'll stab you. My guy!
Welcome, Pol Pottery Barn. Hi, I bought this last year. This is year zero! Sorry.
Sorry.
Is that where, when Coke Zero was invented?
Yeah, year exactly.
Zero? Yes.
Exactly. Here is, you know what?
I used to have like a half an hour in the killing fields. I forgot all the material. Yeah.
I was in the stunning fields. It wasn't quite as exciting.
You were just tased.
Just the light slapping fields.
The old slapping
fields. With a glove. Ow, yes,
a slap with a glove.
Fuck my eye.
I was in the kerfuffle field myself. Oh, okay. It didn't get that heavy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
just the light argument.
Could you take?
I might have been the Jilling fields. I'm getting the chick. I don't know how that happened.
Could you take your organ for me? Your funeral one.
A funeral. Oh.
Yes. Your cold dead organ.
It's so nice to be in the same room with you guys. So many times now when I do your show from New York, I'm like, you know, in the Trucker Channel office on my little iPhone, hiding in the corner beneath the giant shirtless Chris Christopherson and the convoy poster.
Oh God.
Got ourselves a chicken convoy.
It's only been 3 months. They kept. I'm getting my own office. They keep telling me. In the meantime, I'm
you can do it.
I'm just encroaching on the interloper in the Trucker Channel office.
Oh,
put your ears on, good buddy.
Mad Dog Trucker.
Trucker Channel's great at SiriusXM.
Okay,
very you good know shows. What? There's a lot of bad news. Fucking everything, right? Earthquakes, riots, cities on fire. Because love never.
Full
died.
House is coming back.
Yes.
Just bad news everywhere.
Okay. And Lifetime is making a Full House behind the scenes movie.
Oh my God.
See, what kind of a God would allow the riots and the floodings and the earthquakes and the Full House reunion to happen? This is like...
Right. I blame the gays. It's because of marriage equality.
Yeah.
Because love never dies, John, put your loved one's ashes in a glass dildo.
Oh, no.
This can happen because it's America.
Who uses a glass dildo? That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, it does. That's fraught with danger.
It actually,
seem
no,
like putting your gun in your waistband.
Especially,
no,
especially if there are speed bumps.
It's actually the preferred medium of choice.
Don't fuck your dead loved one while you're driving, Jim. What? Do I need to say this?
Remember the Playboy studios that we used to work in had stone dildos.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Granite.
Yeah.
That was the original
granite.
Stone dildos.
How'd that work
out
for you during stone production dildos. After I was gone?
I did not use them.
It's amazing they keep making so many more and more new dildos every year. You ever wonder about like where they manufacture?
There was also a rubber vagina in there, too. It looked very realistic.
Yeah, Jim really got to know that. Did you give it a name?
Here, kitty, kitty.
I was like, stop it, Jim. Stop touching that. It's disgusting. Okay,
it's
John.
So lifelike.
Mm. Okay.
Just make sure your dildos are bought in
21
made
grams.
In America is all I'm talking about. Sorry, go ahead.
21 grams is
excellent
a...
excellent film. Sean Penn, Benicio Del Toro, and Naomi Watts. Director of Birdman made that one.
Yeah.
Okay. 21 grams is a memory box. I said box. that allows a widow to go back to the intimate memories of a lost beloved.
That's...
The urn offers the possibility to conserve 21 grams of ashes of the deceased and displays an...
You're getting drunk.
Yes. by bringing different nostalgic moments together, like the scent of his perfume, their music, and his ashes are in the dildo that then he
wow. I wouldn't know if he's coming or going.
Who wouldn't want to be penetrated by a loved one's earthly remains, regardless?
So at what point is this not necrophilia you're talking about, Stephanie?
It's you're fucking yourself with your loved ones. It's a dildo.
It's having sex with a dead person.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's
having
yes, it
sex
is.
With a dead person. And,
yeah, he's absolutely right.
Listen, when you die, you get laid in the coffin. There's a reason.
You know the worst thing about necrophilia, Chris?
What?
That people did it enough, they had to make a name for it, I think.
Yeah. That's
She just wants it's intimate memories of her gentleman caller, and he's actually in.
He's dead.
Not a glass
he's
figurine.
Dead.
He's in a glass
You're
dildo.
You're copulating with the remains of a dead guy.
So
he's like
judgmental.
A very lazy zombie.
So judgmental.
The laziest
a
zombie
lazy
ever.
Zombie. I want to fuck you.
Screw it.
I need some more bath salts.
It's like they lowered the coffin down with a strap on.
Yeah.
Necrophilia, not the American way.
No,
I'm sure
not.
That's not legal, too, by the way. There's going to be... Now, okay, crazy Christians watching, because I know you
yes,
all subscribe.
Yes.
Leave the gays alone. This is the shit y'all should be upset about.
Right
here.
Mm-hmm. That's destroying marriage.
Don't
put
your dead...
What about former Republican presidential candidate Gary Bauer?
He's not in a dildo.
Bauer.
But he looked like Peter Lorre.
I know.
Reek!
He only fucked, like, girl corpses. It's not like he did anything icky. Like... Any gays, right?
What did Gary Bauer do?
I don't know. He just looked like Peter Lorre, so we always just assume that he fucked corpses.
Yeah.
We're not saying we know
just
for sure
steel
Gary
fresh.
Bauer.
That's just Dan Schirner. From
a comedy bit that we did 18 years ago.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Yes.
We still think it's funny. Because he looks like Peter Lorre. We just assume he fucked corpses. Like, that's the way campaign advertising is.
I understand.
Like, we don't know. We're just saying he looks like he fucks corpses.
I am still so grossed out by the dead guy in the dildo.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is necrophilia.
My threshold
no,
is...
No, it's not.
Technically, it is.
It
it's
is.
Not
no,
a dead
it
person.
Is.
It's the ashes
you
of
are
dead
having
person.
Penetrative sex with human remains. It reaches my line of ick. And my line of ick is a hard line to reach.
I was going
to
say, John, wow. Never reached that before, and I've been on tour with you for years. Okay.
Well, thank God we're going on the road again.
Wow.
Thank God we're going on the road again.
Right,
many
yeah, thank God.
I was waiting for a denial.
Thank God. Oh, that's great.
Like the hologram.
I'll bring a dildo filled with ashes of my former dead dogs.
Oh. Okay, well, best bestiality
now
and
that's
necrophilia.
Bestiality and necrophilia, Stephanie.
This is what the homo gays have done to me.
Exactly.
What the homosexuals have done to me.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. This
Look
is what's happening.
What the homosexuals have done to me.
Jesus.
Fox News was right. Thank you, Shep Smith.
All right, you know, I got more good news, and it's about tallywhackers.
Tallywhackers.
Ever wondered why there wasn't a male version of Hooters?
Well, yeah,
tallywhackers.
I don't
is
wonder
coming,
about that.
So to speak.
Tallywhackers in Dallas, I believe.
I think so.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
Hooters
yeah.
was the
yeah.
male. I thought Hooters was the male version.
It's a bar
of
and restaurant staffed by half naked men who may or may not. They are going to serve phallic-shaped foods,
that's
such
great.
As hot dogs.
That's sometimes the real thing.
Hooters doesn't sell boob-shaped food. Why?
So this is the first restaurant ever with the express goal to keep straight guys out, is what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Okay.
I think so.
Well done.
You
good business
eat,
model.
You don't want to eat dick-shaped food? Marcus, yeah, look,
or a
listen.
Heart-shaped box.
What? Oh, if you're going to run for president then because
Kirk
everyone that goes
records.
To Iowa has to fillet that fucking
corn dog.
Corn dog.
Oh my God, it's so embarrassing. Oh, that's why you know Donald Trump's never running for office.
Because he doesn't want
to. He'd have to shake hands
yeah.
with people in Iowa. It's not
the Republican
happen.
Candidates, as we mentioned, Jim, have to fillet corn dogs and also Israel in order to get,
yes.
They were just the Sheldon's license.
I'm pretty sure some of them went down on Sheldon.
Yeah. Right? You cannot just love Israel. You have to, I have no gag reflex for Israel.
They have to have the bumper sticker, my boss is a Jewish casino owner. Yeah, it's crazy. And all they're doing is people are auditioning. Like the Koch brothers and Sheldon Adelson, it's more or less like, who wants to redistribute my wealth? You know, for the
right.
game? Because it's all a game show, who wants to get beat up by a girl? That's what
right.
the campaign is.
Right.
So it's really just how much can we redistribute the Koch brothers' wealth?
Right.
And that's why I would...
By how much do you think Hillary's going to win?
I think the Koch brothers...
What do you think the betting is at in Sheldon's casino?
Well, here's what I would bet. I would bet that Sheldon and the Kochs hold back, and they're not going to give any serious money until after New Hampshire, once they see if there's a clear front runner. These guys will be
Sheldon,
so evenly matched with donations up until New Hampshire.
Sheldon likes Marco.
Rubio.
Yeah. That yes, that's his early, right? He's like not going to go with a loser like Newt Gingrich again.
Although now that Bernie Sanders has gotten into the race, is that going to peel people away from Hillary? So is Hillary going to have that big of a win?
No.
It'll peel people away from her, but then you know exactly how it's going to happen. Bernie is going to not go after her too hard. He will force her to take policy positions, and he will then give an incredible, gracious, supportive convention speech.
He's not a Democrat.
He's running as a Democrat, is he not?
Yeah, he is.
I think he's going to run as an independent, isn't he?
No, he's running as a Democrat.
I can guarantee you Bernie Sanders, if he runs as a Democrat, will speak at the Democratic convention. And
he will
give the greatest speech at the convention. Yeah.
But if he's like John Anderson and running as an
independent. I heard if he ran, he was going to run as a Democrat. He caucuses with the Democrats, and I think he would help her campaign so much. The worst thing that can happen to Hillary Clinton is a coronation with no debates.
Yeah.
He will sound exactly like Alan Arkin, as he normally does.
He'll sound like Jackie Mason. Bernie Sanders, when he comes out and talks, sounds like Jackie Mason doing one of his sets. You Nazi bastard. In fact, if Bernie Sanders ended every speech with "you Nazi bastard," he would win New Hampshire by 40 points. 40 points. You Nazi bastard. Bernie could beat her in New Hampshire, I would remind you both.
Yes, right? That's true.
Barack Obama can beat her in Iowa. Bernie could beat her in his next door state.
Yeah.
You are correct, sir.
It's going to be really interesting. And now Lincoln Chafee, of course, bringing some beige to the campaign. And and Martin O'Malley, who is going to, I think, make Restoring Glass-Steagall his key campaign event, which means he's going to lose, but at least he'll force her to answer a couple of questions.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd be nice.
It's going to be good for her. She could use all the contacts.
I wonder if she knows this and she's asked these people to run.
I'm sure she's thought of it, and I'm sure she'll be ready for it. Yeah. Look, it's one thing's clear.
Here's your list of things to hold my feet to the fire on.
She's that calculating.
Hey, man, she's read Elizabeth Warren's book. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
And by the way, a Jewish socialist is the only character and archetype that didn't appear in her little election video. So
you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bernie's my favorite Jewish socialist.
I think we're missing the biggest story of modern times, and that is that Stephen Hawking weighed in on Zane leaving One Direction.
Zayn Malik.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, I did hear that.
I cannot believe he's leaving One Direction.
As my friend Dylan Brody points out, in all fairness, it's almost impossible to tell when Dr. Hawking is being sarcastic.
I am being sarcastic.
Baltimore, I blame all of it on Zayn. I really do. I do. I did the earthquake, I blame it on Zayn leaving.
I am pulling your leg.
He's funny.
Not literally.
Stephen Hawking is funny.
He's very, very funny.
Some teenage girl asked about Zayn, and he was like, I think you should think about the possibility there are multiple universes, and in some universe, Zayn is still in One Direction.
Yeah.
And also, in some other universe, you might be married to him. Oh, my God. He's just like, I was fucking with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hilarious, right?
I am pulling your leg. Not pull my finger.
I bet you Stephen Hawking does do fart jokes, don't you think?
I'm sure he has.
He must be mad that he's so much more famous than Lou Gehrig, but still has to have Lou Gehrig's disease.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh.
He's, I mean.
Aw, bringing the house down.
Gee, like, okay, sorry.
Jeez, John.
I don't have a lot of Stephen Hawking jokes ready to go.
Today I am the luckiest man on the face of the earth, and possibly Mars.
But he's always been a wit. I mean, if you look at the Errol Morris film, he's always been a really, really clever guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love, yeah.
Let's check back in from the bombshell from the last happy hour that your wife is bisexual. Did we take any shit for that? Take some shit?
I don't think so.
Did your wife listen to the show?
Was she okay?
No, she didn't listen to it, but she was okay. Well, I texted her right before and said, is it okay?
And we got a thumbs up.
Oh, it's more than okay.
Yeah, so I was giving...
Oh, it's more than okay with me and Jim.
I had consent to do that.
Okay.
Yes. Consent, gentlemen. Well, that's look it up if you don't know it.
So you didn't have to put the pill in the person.
But the person was... Right. What's a Cuban?
Vuka, vuka, vuka.
But, we talked about this last time, but you were always like, hey, you know what? I fucking win. She could be with a lot of people, and she chose me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think my resemblance to K.D. Lang kind of had something to do with that.
Exactly. Well, somebody pointed out, they're like, Bruce Jenner had Dorothy Hamill's haircut. I'm just saying, you know.
Mm-hmm. Boy,
because people are starting to really get into now the B's and the T's and the Q's.
Exactly.
Because everyone's focused with marriage equality only on the
For so long, it's been a little T and a little B. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Bruce Jenner is really amazing, because when he first made that announcement, that he was a transgender Republican. It was fun to see all the haters on both sides, all the trolls on both sides, try to see where they could direct their hate. Because he's a Republican, but he's a pioneer. But he's coming out as one of us, but he's one of them. And I thought that was really, really inspiring. I don't know why people were so shocked by it. I mean, the fact is, first off, I think it's great that he's come out as a woman and as a Republican. I'm wondering if he'll stay a Republican when he realizes he's now going to make 77 cents on the dollar.
Yes, exactly.
That he's part of the war on women now. Mm-hmm. And also, he's like, I'd be happy to bring these issues to, Boehner and McConnell. I'm sure they'd be receptive. Really? Have you fucking met those assholes?
But then I found out.
The Wheaties guy. Come on in. We'd love to.
For a reality show, right? Like he was like, I've always been the story, and he was doing it all to announce his reality show. I'm like, mm-hmm. You're the first person in history to come out as transgender as pre-production.
Yeah,
I do admire the choice. I think it's really brave of him, and I'm not really understanding why liberals are so shocked that he's a Republican.
No, we knew this because we had him on the show.
Like 3 or 4 years ago, had him on the show.
I ran into him in the green room at Larry King, and I was like, I wanted to marry you. Your picture was in my locker when I was in high school. And so
you still can.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. See, my last dream has not died.
Well, not yet. Okay. You're not going to have his children, though.
Well, somebody said reasons. With your luck, Steph, he'll be a straight girl. I'm like, that's not necessarily.
Everyone's laughing.
That's not necessarily a problem for me.
People laughing about him being a Republican. It's like, why wouldn't they want him? He's the ideal Republican woman voter. He's rich, he's old, and doesn't have a vagina. That's everything you want out of a woman.
Right. Yes.
Rich, white, no vagina. The ideal female Republican voter.
Fugles.
He's never going to have to worry about his reproductive rights. It's no skin off his nose to be a Republican woman.
Yeah.
He's already past menopause.
That's true. It's like me. See, that's why we're perfect together.
Yeah, but like he's never going to complain Obamacare is going to pay for my pap smear and that's socialism. He's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, when he first announced it, I'm like, the best part about this is going to see how many liberals start shaming people and smearing people because they still call Bruce Jenner a he. And then everyone said, no, Fugelsang, you idiot. He said you can still call him he. So I was like, then let me tell this joke. I can't wait to see if he's still Republican once he makes 77 cents on the dollar. And the same liberals a week later, asshole, is she! So I couldn't win either way.
Yeah.
The trolls on both sides are going to kill me.
Oh, yeah, we get
the rods up their ass had a rod up their up its ass. Yeah.
It's going to be really fun. And I
the rod up that man's butt must have a rod up its butt.
I think it's going to be great seeing... seeing how this transition is on several levels, because his life is going to be pretty. It's already been interesting, and it's going to get even more interesting in the next 10 years.
Yeah, I'll say. He was my high school crush. All the girls had Bruce Jenner, and all the guys had Farrah Fawcett.
Wow. Well, it's the only woman.
So one dream has literally died.
Not all the guys. Okay, some of the guys had Sean Cassidy.
Okay. Oh, really? Oh, a little peek into Crystal Boy's world. Okay. Wow.
What?
I was more of the David Cassidy variety myself.
I was a lot younger than you.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was.
You fuckstick. You knob-gobbling fuckstick.
I'm 8 years younger than you.
Whatever. John!
Are we going to do this here, guys? Are we really going to do this here?
Yeah, we are.
Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
Yeah, we're going to throw down.
You're tearing me apart! Tearing me apart, Lisa.
Yeah, but it's the whole, like, not just, I've said this, not just voting against your self-interest, it's voting
but Bruce
just
Jenner,
for your self-interest.
Well, yeah, Bruce Jenner is a transgender. He'll never vote against his own self-interest, because how can you do that as a transgender Republican? He will vote for his own self-interest and give himself as many tax cuts as he possibly can, while voting to cut funds for the programs that help the poor transgender
and
people.
While voting for discrimination against people like him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's insane.
I want to know where he stands on condom distribution. Like, I want to know where he stands on all kinds of issues that actually affect our low-income transgender Americans. I can't wait to find out.
Will not repeat all the Twitter jokes about if I were with that many Kardashians, I would cut my dick off, too. We will not repeat that.
I think he's going to move. I think he's going to be good for the Republican Party. I'm actually glad about this.
I see. That was my argument as well.
Really?
Yes. I think if he even turns one Republican into an LGBT ally, I think that that's progress in the right direction.
I'm telling you the problem with the T's. They're having a hard time with the first part of the
thing. Well, there's a T in their in their midst now.
How many,
I think the only things they like are the Q's. They're like, really, honey?
How many straight people, how many decent straight allies just never knew a transgender person and were still saying tranny 3 years ago?
Right, and like now you know one. That's the difference.
And so everyone has to evolve. We all have to keep growing. You know, that's my problem with this Confederate worship people is like, our job is to be morally superior to our ancestors. Mm-hmm. Respect them, don't worship them, because today's Southerners are so much better people than the Confederate people are.
Yeah.
So it's like, be better than we were before, and I think that he will make the GOP better. I think that now, you know, they'll learn.
He'll be the transgender that moved into the neighborhood.
Look, John Boehner's
and,
not going to...
And help change hearts and minds. I firmly believe
John Boehner is not going to spend a weekend binge-watching Transparent.
No,
although
he's
he
not.
Should. It's a terrific
no,
show.
No, he's not. Orange is the New Black,
show.
None of it.
Really good show. But he won't do that, but, you know, it's one degree of empathy. We've already learned that.
I bet it's made him cry. That there's a transgender. People are not going to go.
He's got a Rastafarian son-in-law. Nothing can shock him anymore.
Oh, the guy in the fucking Wheaties box. Jesus Christ. I'm going to be in a tavern.
Rob Portman wrote the Defense of Marriage Act, and then when his son came out as gay, he supported gay marriage. I wish his son would come out as poor. You know,
right.
That would help the world a lot.
Well, yeah. That's too shocking.
But I think we've learned that one degree of empathy, it sucks it has to be that way, but that's progress.
Yeah. Jim, what do you think that meeting would go like with Bruce Jenner and Mitch McConnell? He said, I'm sure he'd be really receptive.
My
genitals are my shell. You can't really tell what they are anyway. So I totally empathize.
Except in those videos.
Mitch McConnell is one chromosome away from an adult on Peanuts going...
you like to watch me have sex with Elaine?
I think anyone in America would rather watch Bruce Jenner have sex than Mitch McConnell. I'm just saying. And even though the Galapagos Islands are pretty, I don't want to watch it.
I got in trouble because I had this Kardashian video that I did for Maker Studios for my show Caffeinated, and I had a running gag about how Chris Kardashian, you know, cut the testicles off of America's Greatest Athlete. And it was a running gag I told many times because I used to tune in that show and just be appalled at how mean she was to him. I felt so bad for Bruce Jenner. I thought she was just talking down to him all the time on that show. And then when she left him, they said she was going to try and get her name changed back to Kardashian. She won't do that now, of course, because now Jenner is a hotter name. But so I'm actually happy that he's taking control of the narrative. But because I had these jokes in that video and it got shared a gazillion times, now I'm having like some right-wing people go through it and say that I hate transgender people because 4 years ago I did a bit about Kris Jenner taking his testicles away. So obviously that was me having the foresight because of my clairvoyance. Gay bashing Bruce Jenner 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weirdly, we had Marsh Clark on who said like OJ committed more crimes than we ever knew because he brought us the Kardashians. All of this is really.
That's exactly right. People forget if OJ hadn't killed those people, no one would know what a Kardashian was.
Exactly.
She'd be another chick in a sex tape with Ray J and nothing more.
Or they'd think they were the aliens from Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Yeah.
Big trapezius muscles.
I mean, we could have stopped this. You know, we tried containment. It didn't work. We needed a preemptive strike.
No.
But that's the message. Don't kill your ex-wife and her friend, okay? Because if you do,
a good lesson.
If you do, we might get the more Kardashians because of your dead lawyer.
That's the only reason why you shouldn't kill people.
The only reason
there is a dead lawyer joke in there somewhere.
Listen, this is how the only reason Barack Obama is president: European swing clubs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
What? No.
European swing clubs. Mm-mm. Because remember when Barack Obama was running for a Senate in Illinois against
Jerry Ryan.
Jerry Ryan from Star Trek, Deep Space Nine, and she was 7 of 9. And she and her divorce proceedings, she was getting divorced from the guy while he was running, had a clear path to become senator from Illinois.
Yep.
But then in her deposition, she said, he forced me to party with people in European swing clubs that I didn't want to party with.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, she went on her own volition, but he put pressure on her to get down with strangers. Yeah. She named it in the divorce. He had to drop out. Who'd they replace him with? Alan Keyes.
Mm-hmm.
And a young state senator named Barack Obama became a United States senator of that. So every action has consequences. Mm. If you force your hot wife to go to a European swing club, you could get a black president. And if you kill your ex-wife and her friend, you could get a Kardashian reality show. Yeah, this is how the world works. Yeah, yeah. I'm here
to
help.
What's a European? Oh, thank you, John. Thanks. Thank you for that public service.
Nice
what
coffee,
is a European
nice
swing club,
coffee.
Jim? What is that? What's a European swing club?
Hmm.
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 Hmm. The mind reels. What's a European swing club? How is it different
than here? Swing club in Europe.
Okay, but what? How's it different?
It's in Europe.
I've never been.
What's
I don't know.
What's their bag, baby?
The cheese is better.
Yeah, it's in Europe.
It's in Europe, so they're
the wine's better.
They're topless to begin with before they walk in.
And
I don't
uncircumcised.
Know.
Oh. Especially the women.
I don't leave my basement. How would I know?
I don't. I couldn't help you with the European Swing Club thing. I only read the deposition. Didn't see the movie.
Oh boy!
What the Christ?
Yeah.
All right. What? It looks.
Do they
like...
do it on actual swings? Is that?
I didn't go. I wasn't there. I don't think so.
Of course not. Of course you didn't.
I would assume a swing club in Europe is somewhat different than a swing club in Orange County. I would guess.
Although Orange County gets freaky.
Well, Orange
that's
County.
Where all,
they,
that's
no,
where
they
all
just,
the swingers
well,
live. They're
well,
Republicans.
They just fuck each other with Reagan dildos.
No, man. I saw a whole documentary about how they
well,
how the Republican swingers get down in Orange County.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Did everyone just hear Jim Ward say what now?
Well, there you come again.
Okay. At the buzzer, ladies and gentlemen. Right. 3-point shot at the buzzer. John Fugel saying, how can we listen to you?
Oh, my God. It's over already?
Yes.
It's a happy ending, though. It's a happy ending.
It's only been like 2 hours, right?
Yeah, right.
2 hours? How long has this been? 40 minutes?
Whatever.
Sorry.
Whatever.
Oh, well, that's what it feels like. Okay, so I host a show on SiriusXM Insight, which is like NPR with dick jokes, and it's called Tell Me Everything. Yeah. And that is from 2 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 days a week. The movie,
and they rerun you on the weekends, too.
I'm rerun on the weekends and late night. Late night, I'm at like 10 to 1 a.m. on the West Coast.
Right.
The movie I did, Dream On, about the American Dream, is now making the festival circuit. It's also going to be a short film about called First Degree, about the college system that they made in Sing Sing Prison, and it'll be a miniseries next year on PBS. Twitter, Facebook, and hope to have some announcements soon, but I don't know when this is airing, so I won't do that.
Well, who knows? Who can say? Who can say? This might be the lost episode.
Could be.
Who knows?
Oh,
I was the first baritone to play that in high school, by the way.
I was going to be Tony, but they decided not to do a musical that year.
That makes John Boner cry.
Jim Ward auditioned for Tony, and they said, we're going to go black. Jim, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Casting that had some...
That makes John Boner cry for America.
I'm an American.
We'll see you next fucking happy
Thanks,
hour.
John.
Thank you, John.
Thank
we
you
fucking
for having
love
me.
You.
Thank you for
big
having
dick
me.
Motherfucker.
You guys are crazy.
God, we love you.
One.